From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. On August 7th, voters in Missouri's 4th Congressional District will be choosing between two Democrats to face off against Republican incumbent U.S. Representative Vicky Hartzler. KBIA's Christopher Husted sat down with both Democrats to learn more about what differentiates the two and what they see as the biggest issues facing their Missouri constituents. First up is doctoral candidate Hallie Thompson.
I grew up here in central Missouri in Manitowoc County, the highest point in Manitowoc County, in fact, High Point. And I lean a lot on my agricultural background, on my background here in Missouri, in advocating for students and doing research as a agriculture scientist, and in my positions having represented populations of students and of service workers and of scientists. I lean on that because these stories are the reason I'm running.
Sticking with agriculture, tariffs have been a huge deal for Missouri specifically over the past couple years or over the past couple months.
But feels also, like years.
What's your take on our trade policy and these tariffs, and what should we be doing, and how would you represent those farmers who may have voted for Trump in 2016, but are now getting dinged with a lot bigger losses in their income than they anticipated?
Yeah, so that is a huge question. I mean, that is the question right now. And it's not just impacting farmers, of course, but in the 4th Congressional District, it is impacting a lot of soybean farmers. Soybeans, one of our biggest crops here in Missouri. And where I grew up, I mean, we're growing more and more soybeans. We used to be a beef cattle area, and that's true of a lot of places. They're now transitioning more to the row crops, particularly soybean corn rotations or maybe just soybean. And one of the biggest issues with this, and of course this may seem obvious to a lot of people, especially if you're a farmer, but you choose what you're going to grow so early in the year, even before you've planted. Then you plant and you wait until your crops mature. And the whole time this is happening, the federal government, in this case the administration, is making short-term decisions that you haven't expected. And it's changing what the market looks like for you, for everyone, and you can't do anything about it. And it's unacceptable that we're having this unpredictability coming from the executive branch that's impacting, you know, farmers and manufacturers in this way.
You've toured around a lot. Is it 24 counties?
It's 24 counties.
Okay. You know, what are some of the other issues that you hear from the voters in the area that they've brought to you?
One of the most common things I've heard, and this is not unexpected, is healthcare is the most important policy I would like to see change. And that's the question I ask, is what's the most important policy you'd like to see change? They don't always have that solution they want to see, but they know their personal story. Someone at the door told me just a couple weeks ago that they have a couple children that have pre-existing conditions, and they're worried about lifetime limits coming back as a trend, and they're worried about pre-existing conditions being a barrier for their ability to live their lives, you know, especially when they're in their 20s and their 30s. What's insurance going to look like, and what's healthcare as a right going to be like in this country, or will we consider it one? Aside from that, I hear a number of issues, education being another one of the top ones. And this comes a lot from teachers, former teachers, or people that wanted to be teachers and had to change jobs because they weren't able to make enough money in that position, even though they loved it. But hearing the stories, especially in places where we would consider more Republican, it really bolsters, I think, the feeling within people that are trying to run in the Democratic Party in more rural areas.
So I think it was last week, the Missouri or Mid-Missouri Democratic Socialists had their first meeting, and I was curious if they had reached out to you or talked to you at all, or if you had participated with that group at all.
So they didn't reach out to me. I knew about their meeting, and I had something else going on that night. I can't remember what else I had going on. I should have looked it up before. You know, I know a lot of people in that group, and many of them are, you know, my former colleagues, people that I worked with back in 2015 and have since. I think that we're seeing a lot of these new candidates and new people that are part of the Democratic Party as real problem solvers. And, you know, that's why it connects, I think, to my previous answer, is that socialism is no longer a bad word. We can own these solutions despite the rhetoric surrounding them, because we have the evidence to support that these are the way forward to actually make our lives better.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has not reached out to you.
She has not. I've talked with Lindsey Fagan in Texas some, and they are apparently very good friends. And it's one of these things of that would be a dream to get to meet a lot of the other young women Democrats running and winning, because we can learn so much from each other.
You're on the ballot next week against your Democratic primary opponent, Renee Hoganson. What do you think sets you apart that makes you the better candidate for voters to choose on August 7th?
I am the former director of legislative affairs for the National Association of Graduate and Professional Students. So I've worked directly in the policy world in the past. I've worked on writing a bill and trying to get that bill successfully passed. Of course, with many bills, it is still a bill. If you have watched the I'm Just a Bill video, you will know why that is funny to me. but it's still a bill. And I think that that's the reality of the system. And my perspective in that reality is very important, because coming in and realizing limitations, how the system works, and how I can be a functional part of that system is a strength that I bring to the table. This also relates to my second point, which is that I have expertise in two areas that very much represent the 4th Congressional District: agriculture and education, particularly higher education, University of Missouri, and other pipelines to careers in this district. And I think having that experience and connections to folks that do that advocacy, not only here in the state, but also nationally, will be a great asset when serving in Congress. And that's something, you know, that'll help me serve on the Agriculture Committee, as well as Education and the Workforce Committee, which is a place that I think we can lend a totally different voice to that hasn't traditionally been there. And then thirdly, we're seeing this all across the nation. It isn't just here in Missouri. It's in a lot of places, and it's younger voices becoming part of the process.
That was Democratic primary candidate Hallie Thompson, who's vying for a spot in Congress. She was speaking with KBIA's Christopher Husted. Thompson and her opponent, Renee Hoganson, will appear on the August 7th primary ballot. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.